Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Ches. We are on Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, one or two thoughts before the two dots, and then we will get into today's sugya. Just to note, the Haggadah Shir is up on the OU website. Feel free. Hopefully the packet was also attached with the 27 pages of sources. But the Haggadah Shir is always the biggest packet because you have a lot of Haggadahs to do. But Hashem, feel free to enjoy the Haggadah Shir for Tavshin Ayin Dalad. It was given last night. It should be up on the website. Okay, we are on Zayin Amud Beis. We were just discussing the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel relating to the Isser Achila and the Isser Bal Yerabayi Matzai. First and foremost, the Gemara says there are minimum requirements for each of these shiurim, right? The minimum requirement for eating, everybody agrees, is a kezayis, sa'ar, or chametz. The minimum shiur for Bal Yerabayi Matzai is either a kezayis or a koseves, machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What about chatzi shiur? Is there a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to chametz? So, regarding the Isser Achila, l'chora, yes. Meaning, why not? Why wouldn't there be an Isser of chatzi shir? After all, the Gemara says at the end of Yuma, we had Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, chatzi shir, Yosem and HaTorah, by Isuri Achila. So what about chatzi shir when it comes to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh? That's a question. Is there chatzi shir? If I have a half a kezayis of chametz in my house, do I violate the shear of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh? So that is a question of machlokes in the Achronim. There are some Achronim. The Chacham Tzvi says the whole concept of chatzi shear is limited to Isurei Achila. Why? Why should it be limited? Because after all, chatzi shear is not significant. It's a tiny little amount. What makes me chayiv? The fact that I eat it. If I eat half a kezayis, that is what we call achshavei. That is machshiv, the chatzi shir, even though it's inherently insignificant. But when I eat it, I am giving it significance. I am machshiv it. That's why the isra of chatzi shir will only apply when you do something actively that's machshiv, that chatzi shir. That's why isuri achila would apply. But Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, so it's in my house. But I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to it. So why would that be mukshav in my eyes? That's what the Chacham Tzvi says, that chatzi shir would only apply to isuri achila. There is another context that might be a nafgamina, might be in the middle. And that is the first Rambam, Menuchas Geneva, says you're chayiv for stealing even a kol shehu. And the Magen Mishnah there says, chatzi shir asa min haTorah. So the Chacham Tzvi limited to isuri achila. But you might say he would agree there too, right? Some achronim bring this Magen Mishnah against that Chacham Tzvi. Look, it's even by Nani Suri Achilus, Isur Geneva. Or there's a Rashi in Shabbos, Ayin Dalet, where Rashi says that it applies by Borer and Bishol. But it could be that the Chacham Tzvi would agree by those, because there you're doing something. He doesn't mean literally Suri Achila. Look at his Smara. Right, it's where you're doing something that shows that it is chashuv in your eyes. So if I steal half a pruta, and if I bake or separate, so maybe the chachasu would agree to that. The issue, the one that he's talking about, is Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Because there I do nothing. It's just in my house. If I have a half a kezayis of chametz in my house, do I violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? The Chacham Tzvi says no, because there is no achshavei in that in that context. There is a different svara as well. The Shagas Aryeh in Simin Pei Aleph also says he thinks it's limited to Isuri Achila, and this might be an afkamina, because if you have this limit, then the other cases would not work out, possibly. Because he says, what's the Svara? Because look in the Gemara. What was the Svara that Rabbi Yochanan gave for Chazi Shir Asa Min HaTorah? Chazi Le'itz Tarufei. It's combinable. If I eat a half a kezayis now, in 5 minutes from now I eat another half a kezayis, and then it'll be mitztaref, chazil itztarufe. That's why by Isuri Achila, it's asur min haTorah. Why? Because at T1 I eat half a kezayis. At T2 I eat another half, but once I eat that other half, when am I chayav from? From T1. That's what it means, chazil itztarufe. If I steal two half prutas, or if I have a half a kezayis in my house, what combines them? Right, so I steal half of one now, and I steal half of one, you know, later on. So what combines that I'm chayav from the first moment? I'm only going to be chayav from the second moment when it's combined. So that's not chatzi shir asa min haTorah. That's the Shagas Aryeh. So his svara might be more problematic for the other cases, the Magen Mishnah by Geneva and Rashi by Bishol and Boer v'chulu. Either way, those are two svaras why we would limit it and say chatzi shir does not apply to Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Who argues? The Maharam Chalava. Maharam Chalava, one of the Rishonim on Maseches Pesachim, he quotes Beferish that Bal Yerba Yimatze applies even to half a Gezayis. Why? What's his svara? So you might just say, well, Chatzi Shira is not limited. Even though the context of Rabbi Yochanan in the end of Yuma is Isser Achila, Isser Chelev, but it applies across the board, but he gives a svara. What's his svara? Fascinating, like we said at the end of Shira yesterday. He says, after all, Bal Yerba Yimatze is connected to the Isser Achila of Chametz. So if Chatzi Shira applies to the Isser Achila, Memhei, if the Isser, the Chatzi Shira applies to the Isser Achila, so too it would apply to the Isser Bal Yerba Yimatze. V'avagav the Pachlas b'Kazayisu, Dilma Midami Hashvasa La Achila. Ma Achila Kaimalan Chatzi Shira Asam in the Torah. Af Hashvasa Nami. That is the Chiddush of the Maram Chalavim, Sachim, Memheim, and Aleph, to teach me whether Chatzi Shira is going to be awesome. So, halacha l'maisa, in terms of how much do I have to get, make sure to get rid of, obviously, crumbs that we say is lo chashivi, the Gemara Pesachim in the first parak says. But if it's less than a kezayis of other items, but bigger than crumbs, then that is the nafkamina between these shitos. Okay, the other issue that we mentioned very quickly at the end of yesterday's shiur was the concept of siyag d'oraisa, which we mentioned, what the Maram Chalava highlights, but it's based Hillel in our Gemara, that the reason that we would say that the shiur for Bal Yerba Yimatze are, but for both Chametz and Sa'ar is Kizayis, not like Beis Shammai, is because midaminan Bal Yerba Yimatze biur la'achila. So he mentioned that could be, like the Maram Chalava here says, based on the concept of a siyag d'araisa, like the Ran says on the first daf of Maseches Pesachim, the reason that the Torah says you're not allowed to have chametz in your house is because the Torah does not want you to eat chametz. That's an example of a fence law, even on a d'araisa level, right? Which is very unusual, but we have 10 to 15 examples of this throughout halacha. The Isser of Negia, according to the Rambam, Negia Derechiba is an Isser d'araisa, siyag d'araisa. The Isser of some yichuds, the Mishnah says at the end of Kiddushin, some yichud is daraisa, some yichud is drabanan, that was enacted at a later time in history. But in any case, the yichud, the first Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Tumas Meis says that the Isser of cooking basar b'chalav is asr because I might come to eat basar b'chalav. So there are many examples of siyag daraisa, but this one for sure goes on the list. Okay. Well, it's time at the end, if there's more time to come back to other examples, but we have what to do right now. Says the Gemara, Hashochet Chayev Of B'Yantav V'Chulu. We're on the 6Y line, Zayin Abayz. This counts as Amid Beis, Rabosai. Counts as Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Hashochet Di'Eved In L'Chadchila Lo. What did the Mishnah say, if I remember? If someone shechs a chaya or an oaf on Yantiv, so then, what should he do? The language of our Mishnah was, according to Beis Shammai, Yachbar Badekar V'Yechase, dig with a shovel and cover. The issue is Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam only applies to Chayos and Ophos, does not apply to Behemos. That's why it says Chayev Oph specifically. So if somebody checks a Chaya and an Oph on Yantif, so then Beis Shammai says dig and cover. And Beis Hillel says, no, don't shecht unless you have dirt that was already Muchan. So, says the Gemara, the language of Hashochet sounds like Di'eved. One who shechts then could cover. Di'eved in l'chadchila lo. Ema seifa, but the next line, Beisil omrim, lo yishchot. One should not shecht unless ... Michla the Tanakama Savar Yishchot. So then that the contrast of that Lashon of Beisil El would mean like Beis Shammai says, l'chadchila, you can't shecht. So is Beis Shammai saying that you could shecht l'chadchila or not? So, halo kasha. We have a couple of suggestions what the Gemara, what the Mishnah means. Lo yishchot v'yachasek amar. No, when the Mishnah says, don't shecht, it means, no, you can't shecht l'chadchila. It just means don't cover. Don't shecht and do kisi hadam ka'amar. That's what it's referring to. We'll get back to that line. But first, let's just get the whole flow of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, really? That's what it means? Ema seifa. But the last line of the Mishnah says, Umodim, Sheim Shachat, Sheyachbar Batekar V'Yachase. If one already shechted, then even Beis Hillel agrees that you could dig, get the dirt, and cover. We'll talk about this in a few minutes. What exactly is the malacha that you're doing by digging and getting the dirt? What's the problem? Not 100% clear in the Gemara. The Rishonim have all the various possibilities. But we'll leave that for a moment. Michlal, but the last line of the Mishnah, that Beis Hillel agrees that if you already did, Dereisha lav di'eved hu. It says in the last part of the Mishnah that if you already shechted, then this is what you do. So it's clear that the first half of the Mishnah is talking about if you didn't shecht yet, and it's referring to shechita. Lashon di'eved hu here means it's referring to shechita, not to kisli hadam. So back to the question, how do we understand the machlokes? What's the case of machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Does Beis Shammai even mean lechadchila? Doesn't sound that way from the Lashon of Ashochet. So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. Number one, Amar Rabba Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Mishnah means. Hashochet Shebali Malech. Somebody who is about to shecht on Yontif that goes to ask the Rav what to do. Shebali Malech, and he says, I'm going to shecht, but I don't have dirt ready to do Kisi Adam after I do Shechita. The mitzvah of Kisi Adam, which means I have to cover the blood of every Chaya and Oaf that I shecht. So Ketzad Omer Lo, what does the Rav answer him when he comes to ask? Beis Shammai Omrim, Omer Lo, Shchot Tzchafor V'chasei. Beis Shammai says, we tell him, shecht, and then you'll dig and get dirt. No problem. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Lo Yishchot Elim Kein Hayelo Ufer Muchan Mibod Yom. And Beis Hillel says, no! If you don't have dirt ready, you can't shecht in the first place. Gotta have dirt ready. Why? Because you can't. You can't do something now that will then cause you to have to do something in the future, right? This machlokas tana'im relates to the sugya that we discussed many times, and we had a dafi inshir about it a number of years ago, and that is, do we have to take a short-term or a long-term view when it comes to mitzvos? Am I allowed to do something now, knowing that once I do it, I will have to be doche isurin? Right? It goes back to the Balamar Ramban at the end of Shabbos, ishtapech chamimei. That's the sugya. If some, in the days of old, they used to think that it was pikuach nefesh, they had to have hot water prepared before the bris milah in order to wash the baby after the milah. What happens if they had water prepared, and then Shabbos morning before they did the milah, it got spilled out? Are they allowed to do the milah, knowing that after the milah, they will have to violate the issur d'oraisa of Bishul b'Shabbos, warming up water? Says the Ramban, do the milah. Ein l'mitzvah ela shaito. It's the language of the Ramban in Shabbos, and therefore don't worry about it. Right now you have a mitzvah milah. Do the mitzvah. Afterwards you're going to have to be dochi yisurin. Fine! You'll do that. And the Baal Amara says, no way. The Baal Amara says you have to take a long-term view of mitzvos. And if you know right now that by doing this, you're going to have to then violate an yisurin 10 minutes from now, you know what the Baal Amara says? Unbelievable. Push the milah off till tomorrow. You're not going to do the milah. That's the Baal Amara. Only milah is docha Shabbos. Nothing more. So that is, even though the Baal Amar would agree, once you did the milah, and then it spills out, then you would warm up the water. But either way, this is a major sugya. They're having many different nafkaminas. Ramosha Feinstein in the first chelik of Aruch Chaim, you know, if somebody is quarantined in a hospital, and everything is going to be burned when he comes out, is he allowed to bring his tefillin in? Knowing that in a week from now, his tefillin will have to be burned, even though he's doing an Al-Yidig Rama, right? The Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi's discussion, if somebody could get out of jail one day a year, should he go for today, or should he wait for some important day, like Rosh Hashanah, or Megillah's Esther, right, Purim, Vechulu? All of these are different, but somewhat related. But it might all go back to this machlokas right here. Beis Shammai says, don't worry about it. Shech the animal. Then you'll have to dig? Okay, it's fine. And Beis Hillel says, no. Beis Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to shecht unless you have the dirt muchan. So this machlokas could relate to that issue that has come up. So Rabba says, the machlokas is if the person comes to ask, so we tell him, Beis Shammai says, that we tell him, shecht, dig, and cover. Beis Hillel says not. Rav Yosef has a slightly different answer that the Rav would give. Hachi ka'amar, hashochet shebali hi maleich, ketzad omer lo. What do we tell him? Beis Shammai omer lo, leich chafar shachot v'chasei. First dig, then shecht, then cover. Meaning get the dirt prepared first. That's what Rav Yosef says. Beis Hillel Omrim, he says the same thing. Lo yishchot elam kein hayelo ofer muchan mibod yom. So both cases, Beis Hillel says you can't do it, but the little slight difference is, do you first tell him to dig, or first tell him to shecht and then dig? So, Amalei Abayah, Rav Yosef, Abayah says to Rav Yosef, who had the second suggestion, Lema mar v'rabba bidirab zera marav kama flagisu. What do you and Rabba argue about? Right, that whether you shecht first or you dig first. What do you argue? Maybe you argue about Rav Zeira. Do you argue Zeira, my Rav? Hashochet tzarech sheitein ofer lamata va'ofer lamala. Rav Zeira, my Rav, says the mitzvah of kisi adam does not just mean you must put dirt on top of the blood, but you have to shecht onto dirt. So the blood falls onto the dirt also. Why? Shenamar v'shafach es damo v'chiso be'afar. You have to spill the blood, meaning shecht, and then cover it with dirt. Afar lo ne'emar ela bi'afar, in dirt. Milamej ha'shochet zorach shi'itin afar lamata v'afar lamala. That shows you need afar above and below. So, demar, you, Rav Yosef, is laid to Rav Zeira. You must hold like Rav Yosef, and that's why the answer we tell the shochet is, first dig, so you have some dirt on the floor, then shecht, then cover. V'rabba less laid to Rav Zeira, and Rabba who says, no, first shecht, and then dig, so maybe he doesn't hold the Rav Zeira. Is that the machlokas between the two of you? Omer Le, so Rabbis, Rav Yosef says, no. Bein Ladidi, Bein Larabba, Isla de Rav Zeira. No, we both hold like Rav Zeira, fundamentally. But Vahacha, here you have another factor. Vahacha, Baha, Kameh Falginan. Rabba Savar, my Bar Plugta, Rabba holds, Iika Afra Lamata, In Ilolo. No, you need the dirt. But that's what we tell him, shecht and then dig to get more to put on top. You're only allowed to shecht if you have other dirt already prepared. Why? Chayshin and dama mimlach v'lo shachet. If we allow you to dig first, maybe after you dig, your wife's going to call you in and say, honey, we have enough meat, it's okay. You don't have to shecht the animal. And then you'll have dug for no reason. So we're worried about that. So therefore, you're right, generally you need Reb Zeira. It's Reb Zeira that you need to have taken care of before Yontif. If not, then we're not going to let you shecht in the first place because we're worried. We're not going to let you dig in the first place because we're worried that after you dig, you're going to change your mind. Uladidi, and I'm not worried about that. Why? Ha'adifa. This is an even better factor. Dilo Sharisle, if you don't allow him to dig and then shecht, asulim nu yimi simchas yatif. Right, there's the counterbalance of simchas yatif that will be prevented if you can't do what you shecht what you want. So therefore, that is the machlokas. So the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef within the machlokas b'shamay b'silal is what hashochet is an allusion in the Mishnah to one who comes to ask. What would we tell the person? So b'silal would say, if you don't have dirt ready to do kisi adam with, then you can't shecht. I'm sorry. I know there's a din of simchas yantif, but you know what could I do? Find something else to eat. Mashenki b'shamay. No, we would allow him to shecht. And the only machlokas is whether you have to have some dirt there for the blood to go on to fulfill the din of Reb Zeira Amar Rav.
Does the offer have to be loose?
Does the offer, oh, so we'll have to get to that. Does the offer have to be loose? But even before we get there, there is a very important line in Rashi here, which is related to a major topic of Kisi Adam. So we know Kisi Adam is an independent mitzvah. So Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa, mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mos, where the pasuk says in Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, Asher Yatzud Seid Chaya, O Of Asher Yachel V'Shafakas Tamo V'Chiso Ba'afar. Cover the blood in dirt. Right, a mitzvah that most of us probably never get to do because we're not shochtim, but it's a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. It's a whole parak in Chulin called Kisi Adam about the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. The Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Pei Zayin discusses the reasons behind the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, and he says Dam has a lot of symbolic status, a lot of symbolic nature to Dam. Ki Adam hu anefesh. Dam is the lifeblood. It would be achzarius, says the Chinuch. It would be brazen. It would be inappropriate behavior if I'm eating an animal while its blood is staring at me in the face. It's lifeblood. It says it'll breed certain types of midos inside of me. And therefore, it's inappropriate. Right, the kiadamu anefesh is right in front of us. Ubibehemos, by animals, we're not commanded. Why? Because the ultimate use of a behema is nitan lakarban, lakhapara al nafsho seinu. And you can't cover the blood, you can't mix it with dirt if you're going to have to use it for zrikas hadam on the mizbeach. And that is why. And the Torah doesn't want to be v'chalik between a behema's for a karban, a behema's not for a karban. So that's why there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam when it comes to behema's. But that is the mitzvah of Kisi Adam according to the Chinuch. If you look in the Klayakar, remarkable. The Klayakar says it's a siyag daraisa for the Isra of Achilas Dam. Put it on the list! Right? We don't want you to come eat the blood. So the Klayakar says siyag daraisa for the mitzvah of Achila. And the Rashbam amongst the Rishonim says the same thing. The Rashbam on the Pasuk. So you don't come to eat it. There are others that say Alpi Kabbalah. Maybe somehow it's connected to Hevel and Kayin. Some other sources say that, but anyway, that's the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, and is counted as a separate one of the mitzvahs Aseh D'Oraisa. With that background, now we appreciate what Rashi is saying right here in our Gemara. What was the original Havamina of the Gemara? When the Gemara says, Lo Yishchot, don't shecht, the Gemara suggested that it means don't shecht and don't cover the blood. That was what the Havamina was. If you look at the fifth to last skinny line in Rashi. Hello, Kasha. Lo yishchot tebeis Hillel, akisui l'chude kamahadri. No, it's referring to don't cover. V'hachi kamar. Lo yigmar maisa hashchita. Dahainu hakisui. Wow. There's a lundus question in the Kisui Adam. It is independent, but maybe conceptually it is linked to the Maisa Shchita. It is the Gemar Maisa Shchita. After all, the Gemara says in Chulin, very unusual, the one who shechs has the first chus to do the mitzvah of Kisui. And if I, after somebody shechs, I go over to the person, I check him into the push him away, and then I do the mitzvah of Kisui, I owe him money for stealing his mitzvah. Why is that? He didn't do the mitzvah of Kisui. He did Shchita. What does it have to do with Kisui? The answer is Kisui is linked. Kisui is linked to the Shchita. And it's an amazing sheet. If you look in the Russian Chulin in the sixth parak, in the midst of Kisui Adam, let's say a person is shechting an animal. Wonderfully, he made the bracha ala shechita, and he shechted the animal. And then all of a sudden, another animal is brought to him, which he did not have in mind beforehand. He didn't have in mind to shecht another animal beforehand. The Rush quotes an opinion. You have to first do the midst of Kisui Adam. Bracha, Kisui Adam, cover the blood, and then do the bracha on the next animal, and do the shechita, and then do the Kisui Adam on that animal. Asks the Rosh, why is this different than if I'm about to bench, and somebody brings me more food, which I didn't have in mind to eat. I already did my machrodim. I have to make a new bracha on that. But I don't have to bench before I make a new bracha on that. The benching could cover both foods that I eat. Right? Desserts. Let's say the shitas, they have to make brachas on dessert. You don't have to make a bench or burn a fasha or something beforehand. Benching covers everything. So why can't I just make one Kisui Hadam after I do the second Shechita? Says the Rush, because you can't compare the two. Says the Rush in Os Ches. He says, V'lo dami lo adam shiyoshev, v'ochel, v'amar havlan v'nivrach, v'im acher kach rotsa lechel mevarech hamotzi, v'in sorach levarech berchaz hamazon, t'chila masha achal, hasa berchaz hamazon, eino gemar maisa, Ela sheno sein hoda'a v'shavach l'chadosh baruch hu al hana'aso. V'sagi bodo'acha, zo sheyach ilos, one's enough. Avo maisa kisui, hu gemar maisa shchita. You don't even have to look in the Achronim for this lundus. It's in the Rishonim. Rashi here, the Rashi over there. Gemar maisa shchita. V'kivan shenistalka shchita rishona, tzorech l'gomra konam sheyaskol shchita acheres. There are other examples as well in terms of the bracha, in terms of others, but this is the discussion of Kisui Hadam. The Ran calls it a shchita arichta, one lashon of the Ran in Chulin. Either way, that's an important lashon in our discussion. That's the Havamina in our Gemara. Okay, we go weiter. Two dots. Umodim, third to last line. Shem shachad sheyachbar medekav yechase. But the last line of the Mishnah said, if everybody agrees, even Beisila, that once you shechted, then you could cover. Yachmer badeker v'yechase. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'shiyesh lo deker noz bibod yom. Beis Hillel only agrees if the shovel was already inserted into the ground before Yontif. If you have to put, you can't put the shovel in. As long as the shovel was there before Yontif, so once you shechted, then you could take the shovel out and the dirt will come with it, and then you'll cover. Which Isser is being prevented by having the shovel stuck in there? That is the Machlokas Rishonim. Which Isser? Rashi talks about Harisha. Harisha, because if I dig a hole on Shabbos or Yontif, that's a malacha. Malacha number one, right? Plowing, digging a hole, right? Any type of working the earth, that's the malacha of Choresh. So that's what it is. If I stick the shovel in before Yontif, so when I take it out, that's not Choresh. I already softened it by putting it in. That's Rashi here. If you look at Tosas on the next daf, the issue is Muksa. It's one of muksa. No, I've already designated it when I have the shovel in beforehand, so now the dirt is not muksa. Maybe he's not worried about harisha, or maybe it's all-inclusive, or maybe it's going to come up later in the Gemara. That's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. The other Rishonim mentioned both. Continuing the Gemara. But one second, there's another malacha involved here. V'haka avid ketisha. Right, what you asked before. But one second, when you take the dirt out, don't you have to crush it up to cover the... You can't just take a clod of earth and put it on the dam. You have to crush it up. So don't you have to do grinding? Ketisha's grinding. Malach of Tochein. So Amar of Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Ba'afarti Choach. No, it's soft earth. So therefore there's not a problem. The Eglay Tal here has an important Ha'ara also. If you look at the Ramban Hilchas Shabbos, we know by Hilchas Borer, one is allowed to do Borer, or it's not called Borer if you have the three conditions. Right? Ochel, Mito Psoles, Biyad, and Miyad. Called Ayil. Ochel Yad La'alter. The three conditions for Borer. The Rashba has a tremendous Chiddush. The Rashba says the Heter of Miyad also applies to Tochein, to grinding. That's the Rashba, because it's right before you eat it. It's an extension of your Maisa Achila. That's the Rashba. He compares it to Borer. The Shulchan Gibarim in Shabbos can't believe it. He said, what, all the Lachas are going to be Mutter Miyad? Can do everything Miyad? The Shulchan Gibarim screams about it. So we would just reject this Rashba. The problem is, the Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. Tochein is Mutter Miyad. Says the Eglay Tal, but that only applies to food. Only applies to food, because the Rosh Mesvara is that it's an extension of your eating, just like you grind it up with your teeth, you grind it up right before. So the Mishnah Berurah says, look, Achili, you shouldn't rely on it, but the evidence, if you need to, you can. But the Eglay Tal says it only applies to food. Non-food items, where Tochein applies, you do not, even the Rosh Mesvara would agree that you don't have the Heter of Miyad. What's my Raya? Beitza Dav Zayin. Our Gemara, right here. You're grinding it up. What do you mean? You're doing it right before you need it. So according to the Rashba, it should be mutter. Ah, says the Eglay Tal, even the Rashba only says mutter by food, but not by other items. Right? The Raya from our Gemara right here. Because the Gemara should have answered. It's mutter miyad. So aren't you doing Kedisha? No, you're using soft earth. If you want to look that up, it's Eglay Tal and Tochein in Os Chaf Zion. Viter, Vahaka Avid Guma. But aren't you then at least making a hole? Making a hole is also a malacha. Isn't that a malacha? Rashi says binyan. Rashi says building. Right? Because remember, Rashi already said that Choresh was solved. Right? By putting the shovel in. So Rashi has to come up with a new malacha, binyan. So the Gemara says, no, making a hole is not an Isser da'araisa. Bidder kidder Rebbe Abba. Dermer Rebbe Abba. Hachofer guma b'shabbos. Ve'notzarech el la'afra. If somebody digs a hole on Shabbos and only needs it, the dirt. I don't need the hole, I just need the dirt. Pater aleha am pater. Right? And therefore, so too here. I don't need the hole. I just want the dirt. And therefore, I am going to be pater. And once it's only pater, which means only aser durabanan, Tosa says, Mishum simchas yantif will be docha the iser durabanan. Once we get it down to the world of iser durabanan, then we can be docha it. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfas here. What is the svara for Rebbe Abba? Rabbi Abba says, if I dig a hole on Shabbos or Yontif, and I only want the dirt, I don't want the hole, it's only this Rabbanan. What is the reason? So the Gemara in Shabbos sounds like, it's not explicit, and Rashi does somersaults in the beginning of the Daf Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dal, the beginning of the Klal Gadol Sugyas of Balachas, to re-explain the Pashas of the Gemara. But what's the Svara for Rabbi Abba? Tosfos says simple. It's a malacha shein etzricha lagufa. It's a malacha that's done for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they dug holes because they wanted the hole. You're doing it because you want the dirt, but that's called a malacha shein etzricha lagufa, which we paskin like Reb Shimon is an iser d'rabanan. Fine. That's Rabbi Abba. Rashi, for some reason, here says, mikalkel. You're destroying. He doesn't say malacha shein etzricha lagufa. He says, mikalkel, you're doing a destructive act on Shabbos and Yantif, which is also d'rabanan. That's Rashi. Why does Rashi do that? And Rashi does that also in Shabbos. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Why? Because Rashi has it lishitaso. Rashi has a different definition of Malacha Shein Etzricha Lagufa. Throughout Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Gimel and elsewhere, Rashi says, Malacha Shein Etzricha Lagufa, is that what Tosfos says? Oh, well, if it's done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. Rashi says what we would call a preventative malacha. What does the Gemara say? What's an example? If I kill a snake because I don't want it to bite me. So Tosfos would say they killed snakes in the Mishkan because they wanted the animal. Rashi says, no, in the Mishkan they wanted lagufa, they wanted the item, but here you just want to prevent it from biting you. That's a malach shein etzricha lagufa. Carrying a mace out of a house. Why? Because you don't want the house to smell. Right? So Tosfos says that's a malach shein etzricha lagufa because they did hotzah in the Mishkan because they wanted item A in the other place. Rashi says, it's malacha shein etzricha lagufa because they don't want it in this place. Because it's a preventative malacha. Right? That's a very different definition. But this, Rabbi Abba, has nothing to do with preventing anything. That's why Rashi has to come up with a different reason why he holds it's pater, not because of malacha shein etzricha lagufa, but because of mikalkel. So it's Rashi and Tosfos l'shitaso. If you read the Gemara here in Beitza, you don't know why they say it. But if we lurk elsewhere, Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, and Tzadi Gimel, and the other places, that is a machlokas. Again, a very large topic, Malach Shein Etzricha Lagufa, but We will have to leave it for now. Good. Says the Gemara, She'efer kira muchanhu, that the last line, the last four words of the Mishnah, was a continuation with a shin. Ashes of an oven is muchan, are prepared, it's not muksa. The Chassidish Vard for the day, Efer Kira Muchanu, in the Margolius Hashas, says that there was one Rebbe that once got up in the middle of eating, all of a sudden he got up to Davin Mincha. He said, Rebbe, Hachanis, Rebbe, mikvah, Rebbe. He says, now, if somebody holds themselves so low and they realize they're nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're always ready. Efer Kira, if you make yourself like ashes of an oven, you're nothing, you're burned, you're like, Anochi Ofer Va'efer, says Muchanu, I'm ready to Davin. Efer Kira Muchanu. Okay. Now back to Halakha. Says the Gemara, Efer Kira Mandakar Shmei. Who mentioned Efer Kira? If you look at the Mishnah, we were talking about dirt with an ayin, and now we're switching to Efer with an aleph. Right? What is Avram said? Anochi Afar veEfer. Yeah, and then Beis Halevi there on that pasuk discusses the uniqueness of Afar and Efer. What's it doing here? We say Afar, and then we have Efer. So Gemara says Amar Rabba Hachi Kamar. Switch the shin for a vav. It's a separate statement. VeEfer Kira Muchanu. Efer Kira, you should know, ashes of an oven are muchan for what? You could use the ashes for Kisi Adam. For Kisi Adam, the Rishonim here discussed, don't you need something that something could grow in? Isn't that a requirement? So maybe things could grow in ashes, but that is the Pashtus. Not, but either way, the Rishonim discussed it. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Lo Shanu Ella Shehusak Be'erav Yantif. When are ashes considered muchan? If they became ashes in Erav Yantif. Right, you don't cook on Yantif. Aval husak bi Yantif aser. But if it was heated on Yantif, the ashes were created on Yantif, it is aser. Tosfos adds, this would even be according to Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, who usually does not hold a muksa, but this is nolad gomor. A totally new form. It was wood and now it's ashes. And therefore Tosfos says, even Rabbi Shimon would agree to this muksa because it is nolad. Remember we mentioned Meiri and Daf Beis. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees to muksas, just less muksas. So he would agree here. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, ashes are only mutter and muchan if they were created before Yantif. V'im roi litzlos bos beitza mutter. But even if it's on Yantif, if they're still hot, then it's mutter. Why? Rashi explains, since I'm allowed to use these ashes for cooking, so memela I can use them for anything I want. The similar concept of mitoch. So that I can use them to do kisei hadam. Period. Tani nami hachi, kisha amru, efer kira muchanhu, lo amru ala shehusak me'er of yantif, aval husak be yantif, asur, vim roi, listless bo beitza mutter. Right, exactly what the Gemara just said. The Minchas Chinuch, here, it says here that if, as long as it's Roy Litzlos Bo Beitza Mutter, Minchas Chinuch discusses, are you allowed to use very hot ashes to do Kisi Adam? Because if you do that, you're going to be cooking the Dam. And then it's going to lose its status of Dam, and then there's not going to be a mitzvah of Kisi Adam anyway. So what does this Gemara mean? See, he says it must be that you're allowed to use it, but it means you pick it up and you hold it in your hand until it cools off a little. And then you use it. It can't be that you're going to use hot ashes that are going to be able to cook the blood, because then you're going to ruin your mitzvah. You're not going to be mafkia your mitzvah of kisi adam. So it must be, when the Gemara here says you could use it, it must be you could pick it up and use it, but then you have to wait before you put it down. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin. We continue. Hichnis Afar, new statement of the Brisa. Hichnis afar leginasu lechervaso. What happens? Remember the days of old. They were dirt floors. Dirt floors. Let's say somebody had brought in a pile of dirt because I wanted to use it to flatten out my floor. So, or to use for other needs. Somebody brought in dirt to his garden or to his churva. Mutar lechasasbo. You could use that dirt. You brought it in. So obviously it's muchan, right? Dirt is only muksa if you didn't do anything to it. If I have a sandbox in my backyard, right, it's not muksa, even though sand on the beach is muksa, because I designated it. So if I bring in dirt to my house, to my garden or chorva, it's mutter. V'yamar of Yehuda, machnas adamali kupazo offer, even if a smaller amount, even a basket full of dirt is allowed to be brought in, v'osev okol tzarcho, and you could use it for whatever you want, because obviously you brought it in, you want to use it. Darash Marzutra, Bishmeid the Marzutra, Rabbah, Vushiyichelo Kairin Zavis. Well, maybe if you only brought a little bit, if you throw a little bit of dirt on the floor, it's kind of batel. But if you put it into a corner, so that's showing you're going to use it. And that's why even a small amount would be okay. Meisves, is this really true? If I bring in dirt and I are miyachated into a corner, is that enough? Koi. What's a koi? Savik chaya, savik behema. That's a koi. We have a couple of these brias in halacha. Androgynous, koi. So koi, we're not sure if it's a bachaya or a behema. There are some that suggest that it's a buffalo. In Hilchas Kisi Adam, in Simcha Ches, I didn't mention. Hilchas Kisi Adam is in Hilchas Shechita, in the Shulchan Aruch. That's also interesting. The last time in Hilchas Shechita is Hilchas Kisi Adam. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about buffalo. It says buffalo in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra on that Shulchan Aruch said, the Ramah. And the Gra on that Shulchan Aruch says, oh, this maybe is the Koi. So that is the, can look it up, the Gra in Yeridea, in Simcha Ches. On that Ramah. So Koi, we're not sure if it's a Chai or Behema, ain't Shochtet Oso B'Yantif. You can't Shechtet on Yantif. Why? Because remember, only Chayas require Kisi Adam, not a Behema. So if I Shechtet Koi, what am I going to do about the Kisi Adam? V'im Shechtet Mechazer Es Damo. And if I did Shechtet, I can't do Kisi Adam, because maybe it's Muksa Shelo Litzarech. That's the line. But one second, V'im Isa, and if it's true what we just said, that if you brought dirt in and you were miyached it to a corner, you could use it. So lachase kid Rav Yehuda. So what's the problem? Just use that dirt. Use the dirt to cover your koi blood. So the Gemara says, one second, ula taimech lachase be for kiro, but deka not. What do you mean dirt? Just use ashes. Use whatever you have. Ella, what must the Brisa be talking about? The lesle. Must be talking about you don't have any other ashes. Hachanami the lesle. The cases where you don't have anything to use. So that's why you shouldn't check the koi, and if you did, you can't touch anything. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, my Arya Safik, afilo vadei namilo. So if we're talking about a case where you have nothing to use, so then what do you mean a koi, which is only Safik chiyuv? Even somebody, a behema. If you don't have any dirt to cover the behema's blood with, so then the chaya's blood with, so you can't do kizi at that period. Why do you have to go up to the case of koi? So where it says, Lomi boy kamar. The Gemara, the Brisa is saying it not only, Lomi boy vadai, not only an animal that has a vadai chiyuv. To lo lishchit cannot be shechted, because then you'll have run into problems with kisu yavol safeg. If an animal only has a safik chiyuv, so maybe we'll say, you know what, just do the mitzvah, the shechita, and then you won't do the kisu, okay? Or after all, simchas yantif. Kamash v'lan, no, the chiddush is even a safik chiyuv. We do not do the... We say you're not allowed to do the shechita. Halacha l'maisa, just before we turn over, if somebody shechs a koi, so what's the chiyuv? So the Rambam says, as we would have thought, you have to do the kisu without a bracha on a weekday. You have to do the kisi adam without a bracha. The Rosh in Chulin quotes Rabbeinu Yona from Brachos, who says you even do the mitzvah, you even make the bracha. Because this is a suffix, this is not just a suffix that you're not sure what you did. A personal suffix. I'm not sure if I did the mitzvah or not, so I have to do the mitzvah again without making a bracha. Here there's an inherent suffix. That Chazal, no, every time you do this will be a suffix. That gets a bracha. That's like Yontif Sheni, says Rabbeinu Yona. And therefore, don't compare me the suffix of koi versus a suffix of you didn't know what you did. The Rambam, though, doesn't pasken that way. The Rambam paskens by a koi. You do the kisu without a bracha, but that's an amazing sheet of Rabbeinu Yona. You would make a bracha on shechit of kisi adam of koi, because it's a suffix that will always be intact. okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. You're telling me that the chiddush is about suffix? V'hami diktani seifa, but the seifa says... Turning over. V'im shachtu ein machasin es damo. Remember the second line of the Brisa. First line of the Brisa says that you should not shecht, right? We say on Yantif, we say, koi ein shachtu nasa b'yantif. And if you did, you're not allowed to cover the blood. Ein machasin es damo. Michlal, what does that imply? Bide isle askinan. Sounds like you have there. Right? It says, don't do the shechit, and if you do, we don't allow you. If you don't have anything to do, there's nothing to talk about. So obviously you have something to use, and yet you're not allowed to use it. So we're back to the original question of why not? Why don't you use what you have? So Ella Amarava, a different pshat. Why, even though you have something to use to do for the kisui of the dam koi, you're not allowed to do it. Two suggestions. First one, Ella Amarava, afilu kira, efer kira, muchan levadai vein muchan lesafik. Ashes of the oven are inherently muchan only to use for a vadai mitzvah, not for a suffik mitzvah. Says the Gemara, why? L'suffik my time alo. If it's only a suffik mitzvah like kai, why can't you use it? After all, it's not muksa. You brought it inside, what would be the reason to kavod guma? What, you're worried about making a hole in the earth where the pile is? So vada nami kavod guma. You have the same problem by avada mitzvah. Ela kid Rabbi Abba. But you would tell me, oh no, it's mutter because Rabbi Abba says, right, if you're digging a hole because of the dirt, it's not asa daraisa, so achanami kid Rabbi Abba. So what's the difference between safek and vadai? So Ella Safik, my time of Dilma of Kedisha. What, by Safik, you're worried because you might have to do Kedisha to grind it up to cover the dam. So Vadanami Nigzabishab Kedisha. What's the difference between a Vadai Chiyuv Kisui and the Koi? Why is Koi Asur? So the Gemara says the following. Vadai ki avid kedisha, by a Vadai, even if I would end up having to crush the earth to use, Asi Ase Vidachi is Losase. It's asi docha lo saseh. The asay of kisi adam is docha the lo saseh of ketisha, of crushing. That's why it'll be mutter. Mashaykin, if it's only a suffix mitzvah, you wouldn't have that principle. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Eimer di amrinan asi asay v'dochi as lo saseh. When do we apply the principle of asi docha lo saseh? Kigon mila b'tzaras. If a baby has tzaras on his foreskin, on his arla, and we're cutting it off. Right, which is a raya that saras sometimes comes even without lashon hara, the 8-day-old baby. Inami sadin betzitzis. Right, if you assume it's talking about a baby and not just an older person having a bris milah. Inami sadin betzitzis, or the daraisa level of being able to wear shatnez when I'm fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of sitnis. Why? That's at the same time. Beidna de kamekar lav kamukin lasei. You know when asi dochal lo saseh applies? When it is simultaneous. When I do the lo saseh, I'm also be mekayim the asay. That's where you say asay docha lo saseh. Hacha. But here, be'edat kamekar lav, lamokim asay. Here, I'm doing the crushing first. And only then I'm going to use the crushed dirt for the kisui. So again, why should the vadai mitzvah be stronger than the suffig mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Holo kasha de b'hadi de kadosh kamachisi. Maybe you're crushing it right on top of the blood. So it is simultaneous. So that's the difference. So the Gemara has one final question, and then we'll have to get to another answer. So the Gemara said, no. So, at the end of the day, asi docha lo saseh shouldn't apply. Why? Yantif asei v'lo sasehu. Yantif, isur malach an yantif is an asei and a lo saseh. Vein asei docha lo saseh v'asei. Question mark. So we're back to our question. Again, what was the question? Why does the Braisa say that I'm not allowed to shecht a koi on yantif, and if I do, I can't cover the blood? It's obvious that I have something there to use to cover. Right? Because the next line says you can't do it. So why not? So the first suggestion was you don't have anything, but we rejected that. So the second suggestion was because it's mukhan levadeve mukhan lesafek. And we just ended up saying that doesn't work. Why should that be? Yasi docha lo saseh shouldn't apply here. What is the reason? Again, asi docha lo saseh is an important topic, and why there should be a requirement for simultaneity goes to the root of asi docha lo saseh. The big question in asi docha lo saseh is chutra dechuya. When we do the mitzvah, do we say that the lo saseh is wiped out, or it's there but it's just pushed aside? The same question we ask by pikuach nefesh and by tuma hutra betzibur. You ask the same question by asi docha lo saseh. Which approach would fit in better to the need for simultaneity? It could cut both ways, right? You might say, well, when it's actually pushing it aside, you have to be simultaneous to asi docha lo saseh. If it doesn't exist, you don't need simultaneity. Or you might say the opposite. In order to make it disappear, it has to be simultaneous. Mashenkin, if it pushes it aside, even if it's a little stretched, you don't need. Okay, so that's a fascinating chakira that could nafkamina that could go both ways in the chakira. But either way, we're back to the question. Why is there a problem by koi? So, Ella Amarava, right in the middle of the Amud. Efer Kira, slightly different than we just said, not talking about the inherent nature of the item, but talking about the da'as of the person. Ella Amarava. Efer kira, daito levadai, ve'ein daito lesafek. Efer kira, a person's da'as is only to use it for a vadai need. When I brought in the dirt, or the ashes, I'm going to use it for a vadai need, ve'ein daito lesafek. It's not really an inherent muksa issue, it's just what does a person have in mind? Right, remember we had earlier, you could have something that's mukhan la'adam la'avi mukhan la'klavim. Muksa doesn't, versus mukha, doesn't mean, okay, it's mukhan for everything. There could be limitations. And where do we see this? A similar idea that you might have only vadai needs in mind and not suffic needs. Dama Rava, hichnis afar lachasas botsoa. Let's say I brought dirt in because let's say there's a baby in the house. maybe the baby's gonna, you know, relieve himself on Yantif, and, you know, they didn't have wipes in those days, so, and if he goes on the floor, you have to cover it up with dirt. So, what if I brought in dirt to cover up Tzoa, which there is a chance that the baby will relieve himself on Shabbos, or Yantif, Mutar l'chazav odam sipar. I could use that to cover up the dam of the bird that I'm gonna planning to shecht on Yantif. Because that's a vadai. So, muchan l'safek is muchan l'vadai. The other way, dam tzipar aser l'chazos bo tzoa. But the other way is not. If I brought it in to use to cover up the bird that I'm going to shech, that's called vadai. I cannot use it for the other reason. That's the raya. That muchan l'safik is not muchan l'vadai. Now, harbloi amri, no. Afilu hechad is offer l'chazbo dam tzipar, mutar l'chazbo tzoa. They don't hold of this. They hold even if it's muchan l'safik, vadai, you could use it for the safik. Amri b'ma rava, pligi b'rav Yosef b'chaber v'rav Zera. V'amri la rava, b'reid r'rav Yosef b'chaber v'rav Zera. It's even a machlokas between them. Chad amar koi hareyu ketsoa. What about the kisi adam of koi? Is that the same type of safik as tsoa, as the child having to go to the bathroom? So the first opinion says yes. V'chad amar koi eino ketsoa. The other says no, koi is not like tsoa, meaning the child going to the bathroom is more of a chance, is more probable. So Tistayim, the Rav who damar koi hari ketsoa. Let's assume that Rav is the one that says koi is like tsoa, meaning they're both called safek to amar Rava. Hichnis offer lachasas bo tsoa, mutar lachasas bo damtzipar. If I brought dirt to cover up tsoa, you could use it for damtzipar. Damtzipar aser lachasas bo tsoa. Tistayim, so Rav doesn't make any distinctions. Right, so therefore we assume that koi is like tsoa for Rava, and therefore that's the answer, that's an accepted answer to explain the brisa of why, by koi, would we not allow you to use the dirt that you have sitting there, or the afer, because it's only safek, and muchan levadai is not muchan lesafek. Next, fourth suggestion, Rami Breder of Yeba Amar, koi hainutai medalom machasinon. This is the reason we don't allow you to cover, gzeira mishamataras chelbo. Why? Because we know there are two differences between a behema and a chaya. One is kisi adam. Behema does not have the mitzvah of kisi adam, and chaya does. But then there's another halacha, chelev, the fats of the animal. The fats of the animal, a chelev of a chaya is mutter. The chelev of a behema is aser. So if we tell you to cover the blood, people will think that it is a chaya, and then the chelev would be mutter. So that's a worry. That's why we don't allow you to cover. Says the Gemara, Yachay Avila B'chol Namis. Even during the week, you shouldn't be able to do that. Even during the week, if you do kisi adam for a koi. So where I said, no, B'chol Amri L'nakar Chatei Rehut Sarach. On a weekday, people will say, oh, you know what? He's cleaning his field. They won't focus the fact that you're picking up dirt to do the mitzvah of kisui. I shachat bash b'baikel ameimar. What if you're shechting at a garbage dump? Meaning you're nowhere near any field that people would think that, oh, you're picking up the dirt to clean. Bali Malay Baikala Mamer, what if somebody comes and asks, you know, should I cover during the week? What would we tell him? So Ella, no, there's still a difference. Bechol Inami Misafka. On a weekday, people, you know what people will think? People will see, oh, I guess it's a suffix, it is just being machmir. Misafka Amri Le Rabbanan Zil Tarafakasi. That's why the rabbis will tell him, and people will think that you're going to do the kisui because there's no downside. B'yantif, imasafka, on yantif, if it was any safek, miyamile rabbanan zil torah fakasi, would the rabbis tell you to do kisui of a kai on yantif? If they did, that would make people think that it must be vadai. And if it's vadai, it must be a vadai chaya, and therefore they're going to come to eat the chelev. That's why it's worse on a yantif than on a Shabbos. Just two more lines. Tani Rebbe Zera. Loi koi bilvad amru, not only koi, an inherent suffix does this apply to, ela afilu shachar behema chayev ha'of. Finis arvu domen zemizeh. What if I shechted a couple of animals on Yantif? Their bloods all got mixed up. Also, lachasos abi Yantif. That also you're not allowed to do, because maybe you're being toreach, and muksa and choresh, whatever it is, for shalol letzarech. Because maybe the blood in front of you is only dam behema. Amr Rabbi Yossi bar Yasni'ah. That's only if you have to do a couple of throwings of the dirt, that's when it would be a problem. But if you could just pick up one pile of dirt and throw it to cover all the blood, then it's mutter, because then you're for sure covering up dam that you have to cover up. So other blood is included, that's okay. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Ma'u detema nigzer tekira achas adu shtei tekiras kamash malan. You might think we would be gozer atu more than one throw. Kamash malan we don't. Tomorrow we'll have to start with the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, about the koch of the chachamim, and Hashem, they will continue. Okay, just scheduling note, tomorrow, by Hashem, there'll be a daf. The next couple of days after that, I'm going to put it up from the last cycle. There will be a daf up online for the rest of the week, and then we will pick up later. But tomorrow there will be a daf here again.